I have given a hint of the sixth verse. Now please hear as I review the meaning of the original verse. Srila Kaviraj Goswami begins to write this Chaitanya Charitamrita. First he wrote 14 verses. It is known as Mangalacharana Sloka. You understand? Invocation. 14 verses. Now he says here, I have given the hint of the sixth verse out of these 14. Fifth have been said. Sixth verse he is speaking about. Hint of the sixth verse. Now please hear, as I revolve the meaning of the original sixth verse. What is the sixth verse? The next says, this is the sixth verse. You understand? Original sixth verse. That it says, mula slokera arthas na kariye prakas. Now please hear as I revolve the meaning of that original sixth verse. This is sixth verse. Know this. Radhaya apana mahima kidrushamba naiva swadhyo hena dhuta madhvima kidrushamba madhiyo sauchan chasya madanubhavato kidrusham veti lobhat tad bhavadhyā samadhani sachigarbha sindhu harindhu. You understand? This is sixth verse. It's written in first. In the beginning, when he writes 14 verses, on invocation, Mangalacharan, the sixth verse. Again he repeats that verse. Here, this is the sixth verse. This speaks about why Lord Krishna incarnated himself as Gauranga. The reason why. We have already discussed many times, there are two types of reasons. Why Krishna incarnated himself as Gaura? One is bahiranga, external cause. Another is antaranga, internal cause. You understand? And in this verse, internal cause is stated. You understand? Antaranga karana. Bahiranga, antaranga. External, internal. Two types of causes. You understand? You know Nuhari. You know it. What are the external causes? Why Krishna incarnated himself as Gaura? What are the external causes?
Because being like a Gaura bishop or giving up this, he attempted to teach the love of God by chanting.
Chanting the holy name of Krishna. Isn't it? That is one of the causes, the external cause. Another cause is there. Don't you know it?
External cause?
Yes, yes.
To he's chanting Harinam and also to teach the fallen soul.
That's the same thing you spoke. We are not different from that. He chanted, he tested mellow, and also he taught, he distributed it. One and all, indiscriminately. Isn't it? This is one cause. There is another cause. Do you know?
External cause.
Yes, external cause.
External.
This is external cause. Another cause.
By his own example, he showed how to serve Krishna and love Krishna.
That is by chanting. The same thing includes the same one, first one. It's not different from that. Another cause.
Because
Gavatar comes in every Kali Yuga. In every Kali Yuga, Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never comes. In every Dwapar Yuga, Krishna never comes. Himself. Who comes? Himself. Is there? plenary portion, then time. Similarly, not in all Kali Yuga, Mahaprabhu himself comes, his plenary portion comes. But in this Kali Yuga, that current Kali Yuga, this is special Kali Yuga, and Mahaprabhu himself came. You understand? Huh? But you say that one of the causes, external causes, but the other one. In Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated, Bhaktecha upatta rupaya paramatmani namam namam. Bhakta means devotee. Icha means will, wish. When a devotee, very dear and intimate devotee of the Lord, calls the God to come down, so he comes down. You understand? Bhaktecha upatta rupaya. So, who calls him? Abhita Charya calls. You understand? Before coming of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Abhita Charya came, who is the incarnation of Sadashiva, isn't it? Sadashiva? You understand? You know Sadashiva. He's Vishnu avatar. Yes, he lives in Vaikuntha. You understand? So he came, he saw the miserable condition of the people of Kali Yuga. You understand? So he thought, unless Krishna himself comes, this miserable condition of the people of Kali Yuga cannot be mitigated. You understand? So he promised, I must call Krishna and must make Krishna come down here. Otherwise my name is not Adhidhatarya. Such a great promise. You understand? So every day he was worshipping Shalagram Shila. You know Shalagram Shila? With Ganges water and tulsi leaves. And a thunderous voice was calling Krishna, oh Krishna, you come back. So Krishna came. This is another cause. External cause. You understand? Then internal cause. You understand? Two causes, two types of causes. External and internal. Why it is called external and internal? Cause is cause. Why it is external and why this is internal? What is its significance? Do you know it?
One is manifested, one is hidden.
Anyhow, cause is cause. What is the significance? The external cause and internal cause. Yes? Yeah, he knows. And external is? For the jivas, for others. External is for others. You understand? So give nam prem is for others. Internal for himself. You understand? I have already said this. You cannot understand and remember it. Remember, you can say. Oh, I have not asked. You have said. No. I get the next few. You are a cheater, I think. You have not raised your hand. Have you raised your hand? Yes, I can see. Oh, can speak, you must raise his hand. You have not raised your hand. How to say that you have not asked him? Son, by Srila Prabhupada, desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone releases through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love, the Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appears from the tomb of Srimati Sachi Devi as the moon appears from the ocean. You understand? Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, Radharani's emotions, appears from the womb of Srimati Sachi Mata, Sachi Devi, as the moon appears from the ocean. Ocean. You understand? This is the translation of that verse, as Srila Prabhupada Maharaj has given. You understand? So, this is the internal cause. Do you understand this? Some translation? Now I ask you. You understand? How many things, how many causes are there as internal cause?
You come to read this Ikyam Prachitana to perceive the feel emotion of Srimati Radhani.
Yes.
Srimati Radhani feel.
I ask you how many? Say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 are like that. Answer will be like that. When I say, explain, then you explain. You should answer to my question. Answer must be to the point.
There are three reasons.
Yes, that's all. That is known as three desires. Trivida vancha. Krishna has three desires. Those desires were not fulfilled when he came as Krishna. That remained unfulfilled. You understand? Now it is expressed here. What are those three desires? And that remained unfulfilled in Krishna incarnation. Therefore, to fulfill those three desires, he came as God. You understand? And Krishna developed, here says here, Beti Lobha. Krishna developed a greed. You see, are you a greedy person? You are a greedy person, isn't it? What sort of greed you have?
Greedy to take snaps.
He says. Isn't it? Is it correct? You don't know. You don't know yourself.
Material greed.
What material greed you have? Different meaning. To enjoy the material nature, isn't it? Lord it over and enjoy. You should give it up. You understand? What is the consequence of that? If someone develops this sort of greed to enjoy material nature, what will be the consequence? Do you know it? You don't know? you know it, then why do you develop greed? You want to go to hell? That is ultimate result, you will go to hell. But immediate result is that material life. Nature will give you severe losses, all right. You want to enjoy me, all right, you must have this thing.
Yeah.
Losses. Do you know material nature is Durga Devi? Have you seen her? Huh? You have not seen her. How can you enjoy her?
Yeah.
If you have not seen her, you might have seen the picture of Durga Devi, isn't it? The statue of Durga Devi. Have not you seen her?
Different form.
Which form you like to enjoy? You see, Durga Devi has a trishul, a trident in her hand. One of the weapons. She has many weapons. You understand? Yeah? She is the wife of Lord Shiva. You know, Bhagavan. So she has this weapon, trident, in one of her hands. So if someone develops this greed to enjoy Durga Devi, she says, all right, you please come. You will enjoy me, but you have to residency. Mm. To get it. Last as a trident. Do you understand? God will give you such loss as a trident. Then why do you develop such a greed to enjoy the middle nature of Durga Devi? Not. Soon not. You understand? Give up that greed. Uh-huh. But you should develop one sort of greed. We say this greed, kama, krodha, lobha, traya, narkasya, dvara, etat, trayam, tejet. Srimad Bhagavad Gita says, lust, anger and greed, kama, krodha, lobha, very bad. These three are considered as enemies of the human being. So, Krishna says, give up these three. You understand? If you develop such thing in you, if you be captured by these three enemies, then you go to hell. You understand? Narkasya dvara. Just open your gate towards hell. So greed is one of the enemies, as we say. And Krishna also says that thing. So we should not give up this develop such greed. But that greed can be utilized for the service of Krishna. Everything, kaam, krodh, lobh, lust, anger and greed, everything can be utilized for the service of Krishna. You understand? Utilized for your own service, then they become enemies. Utilize all these things for the service of Krishna, this is very good. You understand? Huh? Then how can you utilize calm, lost, for Krishna? Yes, tell me. Huh? You don't know. Otherwise I could not, you have not asked me. They ask you. Kama Krishna Arpane. You understand? Kama means lust. How gopis are very lusty. How they utilize lust for the service of Krishna. You know it? Yes. Like that we should utilize our lust for the service of Krishna. You understand? Kama Krishna Arpane. Then, krodha anger, Krishna va bhakta dvesi jane. This is general saying that a Vaishnava should not be angry. Then the anger is considered one of the enemies. Yeah? Mahaprabhu says in his Sikhyastaka, Taro Riva Saishnu. Be tolerant as a tree. Jesus Christ also says, if someone gives one slap in this cheek, so another alive too. He also teaches the same thing, to be tolerant. You understand? As Mahaprabhu teaches, don't get angry. You understand? But that's enemy, anger. But that can, how can that be utilized for the service of Krishna? Tell me.
Punish everyone who is offender.
Yeah. Offender of Vaishnavas, offender of Lord Krishna, offender of the Vedic scripture, Sadhu Sastra Ninda. You understand? So show your anger there. As Hanuman saw his anger over Ravana. Hanuman was a great devotee, sadhu. You understand? That is the utilization of anger in the service of Krishna. Otherwise, Vaishnava need not be angry. In that case, he will be angry. He cannot tolerate it. Otherwise, in other cases, he will be tolerant. Tolerant. Don't get angry. Then low greed. How this greed can be utilized for the service of Krishna? Now Krishna shows himself how he is greedy enough. Three types of greed he developed. This verse says, Radhaya Pranamayama Kidrujan, isn't it? This is for Krishna. That is not for us. Now how can we utilize greed in Krishna's service? Yes? One must be very, very greedy to have not many, many more association of the sadhus and listen to Harikatha. That is greed. Develops of greed. One should not give up this greed. Do you understand? Sadhu Sangi Krishna Nam Ei Matra Chai Sansara Jinite Ar Kun Vastu. Only this requirement. How can I have sadhu sangha, association of sadhus, devotees, pure Vaishnavas, and listen more and more this nectarian harikatha? You understand? One should be very greedy for this. You should develop this greed for that. And should not give up this greed. You understand? This is the utilization of greed. We should not develop greed for the acquisition of material things, enjoyable objects, sense enjoyable. You understand? So, it is also stated, what are there in Krishna, as we being the parts and parcels of Krishna, the same thing as with us also. Greed is there with Krishna, therefore greed is within us also. But in material nature, we abuse that thing. Then we are greedy enough to enjoy the material nature, or acquire much more material objects. that we can utilize this greed at peace, then it is good. You understand? This is how one should utilize greed and how Krishna is greedy. Sradhaya pranayamahima kidrusum va naiva svadhyo hena bhuta madhurima kidrusum va madhiya saukhyan chasya madhan bhavata kidrusum veti lobhada tad bhavadya samadhani sati garbha sindhu harindhu. Desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone releases through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love, the Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appears from the womb of Srimati Sachi Devi as the moon appears from the ocean. You understand? Let me speak in Hari. Ekoli tadhika aswade sokoli. Kabiraj Goswami writes this thing like that. So that great devil. Radharani svadhyo he. You understand? How beautiful you are, can you understand? You can't understand. Other will say, oh, Nurahari is very, very beautiful. Handsome. Isn't it? So, Radharani knows, Radharani releases the beauty of Krishna. Krishna doesn't know it, or he himself can know it. But once such thing happened that he could see the reflection, his own reflection in a pillar in Dwaraka Dham, that pillar is made of Manimaya Kumbha, made of all shining jewels. You understand? As mirror, it reflects. So once he could see his own mess, so he was very astonished, amazed. He says, aparikalita purvastastamatkarakari puratimamagariyanesa madhurjyapura ayangam api hantapekhya jangbuddha-cheta saravasankabhaktunkamaye radhikeva. This Rupa Goswami has written this thing in his Lalita Madhava, not of a drama. You understand? This is from Lalita Madhava, written by Srila Rupa Goswami. When he saw his own reflection, very astonished, amazed, then he says, aparikalita purvastastamatkarakari. Oh, who is this very, very beautiful, handsome young man? Krishna himself says, you understand? If you see your own image in mirror, can you say this? You say, oh, it is mine. And Krishna says, who is this very, very beautiful, handsome young man? Aparikalita purva kastamatkarakari. Ayam aham api hastanta pekhyatam lubdha cheta saravasam pabhoktum kamai radhikeva. When I see this, hey, love like that of Radharani rise in my heart. I want to embrace this handsome young man as Radharani embraces this Radhikeva, Radharani's emotion. Then stand. Then such great devil. One cannot enjoy his own beauty. You understand? How Krishna can enjoy his own beauty? Only Radharani enjoys. You understand? Therefore, he develops greed, a light. I want to know this, I want to realize this, then three desires. Yeah? That couldn't be fulfilled when he came as Krishna, therefore he came as Gaurava. Fulfilled three desires. You know Vansha, that we are singing that song? Abhirasi sati garbhe parakasi sangyeloya parishodha guna. You understand? That we are singing that song first in the beginning. The assembly. Tino Vansha means three desires. To fulfill three desires, he came out of the womb of Sati Mahaprabhu in Naravidha. You follow? No question arises regarding Radharani. Why? Radharani, the what sort of love Radha had? Tadra pranamayma kidrusam. What are the significance of Radharani's love? You understand? You must know. What are the significance of Radharani's love? Therefore, Krishna developed such a greed. Do you know it? Nurahari? Do you know it? How many things are there in Radharani's love? Don't know. This is all written in the Srila Rupa Goswami's books. You understand? Very, very subtle things, internal things. Only very, very elevated Vaishnavas can understand it, and they discuss. It generally discusses, not generally discussed, no. General population, general ordinary people cannot understand it, rather they will think otherwise. You understand? Therefore, Srila Prabhupada never gives any purport to it. Because general people cannot understand, especially when he was speaking to the people in Western world. They are very, very materially addicted people. They cannot understand. When they, by chanting Hare Krishna, and their heart will be purified, they will make some progress in spiritual path, then inquire. When they will inquire, then this will be said. Otherwise not. Do you understand? Are you inquiring about it? Without your inquiry, I am going to see. Do you follow? Are you inquiring? You got Radharani's law? You are inquiring. You are not inquiring. Why I say? There are three things. You understand? Three extraordinary things in Radharani's love. Sadharana paramtamutkarita parakastha. Tinoti anunya sadharana paramtamutkarita parakastha. Radha prema gurusare lakhita hoy. All is new, ever fresh, never becomes old. Krishna never becomes old. Ever fresh, youth. Navino, nityam navino navajo uvanu, isn't it? Abhyam purana purusam navajo uvanu. His oldest person, purana purusa, adi purusa. Original purusa. But he is always young, fresh young. never grows old. So his katha is also never grows old. You understand? One must develop such grit to hear more and more again and again and again such nectarian katha. So three things are there. Radha prema guru tare tinoti ananya sadhana tamatkar tar parakasta par lakshita hoy. There are three significant points in Radharani's love. Number one, I'll speak in Oriya, then English. Sri Krishna unmadagatar taram param chamatkaritar parakastha. This is number one. And I say, Sri Krishna is all beautiful. Krishna's beauty excels that of the crores of cupid. So, when someone in Radharani's mood, a great devotee, sees the beauty of Lord Krishna, such beautiful Krishna, extraordinarily beautiful Krishna, he must be mad enough. Unmada means madness. You understand? This is number one. Number two, asvadana re koti guna sukhadikatar paramantamatkaritar parakastha. That in English. Number two, when someone like Radharani releases that beauty of Krishna, so he releases and that the happiness is by releasing that beauty, the happiness he or she gets is qualitatively very, very great, like koti guna, means crores. You understand? Koti means crore. Sukhadiko. The happiness is such great. You understand? This is number two. Number three, viruddha dharma sretar parma chamatkaritar parakastha. In English, viruddha dharma, two opposite things are there. You understand? Two opposite things are there. And they are united. These three things are there in Radha prema. Do you follow? Now I will explain one by one. Number one, number two, number three. Number one, what is number one, you understand? What is that? That is madness. Radha premare Sri Krishna unmadagatar param chamatkaritar parakastha. Radharani. When someone sees the beauty, extraordinary beauty of Lord Krishna, a sort of madness grows up. Unmadrata. And that is in Radha prema. And you can find it elsewhere. It is only in seeing the beauty of Krishna. अन्यत्र परलक्षित हुए नहीं गिटार अवस्थित अन्यत्र नहीं नेवर सी सच ब्यूटी एल्सवेयर अदर देन कृष्ण एंड यू नेवर दिस फील सच सॉर्ट ऑफ मैडनेस एल्सवेयर अदर देन सीइंग द ब्यूटी ऑफ कृष्ण यू अंडरस्टैंड. যে নিজের অসমর্থন বনবায়মান নিজের উপমাধুরীর এই ত্রিজগত বিমোহিত করতে সেই বিশ্ব বিমোহন শ্রীকৃষ্ণক বিমোহিত করে উন্মত্ত করা একান্ত অসম্ভব অত্যন্ত কঠিন ব্যাপার. কৃষ্ণ ইজ সো বিউটিফুল, এক্সট্রাঅর্ডিনারি বিউটিফুল, that he himself is always ever fresh. He never grows old, but his beauty never grows old. You understand? He's ever fresh. So all the world is enchanted by his beauty, isn't it? He enchants the whole world with his beauty, isn't it? So in other words, we may say, all are mad after that beauty, isn't it? But here, Krishna himself is mad when he saw his own beauty, isn't it? That is a very, very extraordinary thing, wonderful, astonishing. You understand? Trijagat jahar premare unmatta se aji jam radha premare swayam unmatta se premare mahima va chamatkaritar gutai asadunor bisho. The three worlds are enchanted by Krishna's beauty. Are three worlds. The people of three worlds turn mad when they can see Krishna's beauty. But that Krishna himself is now mad. You understand? He himself is mad by developing this desire to know Radha Prem. What is Radha's love? Radhaya Prana Mahima Kiddushan. You understand? Now question arises, why a man or a person becomes mad? How many causes are there of becoming mad? You know?
Forgetting what everyone is. Forgetting who I am.
Forgetting. This is a spiritual thing. Do you understand? No hurry. Why does a person become mad? What are its causes? There are three things. You should note down. This is very important. This is Rupa Goswami. Oh, you are keeping. You understand? There are three causes why a person becomes mad. Number one, as we speak in English, in English. कौनसी विषय रे अत्यधिक अभिनिवेश हेले बुद्धि विभ्रांत फॉर इन इंग्लिश इफ यू थिंक ऑफ ऑन सम सब्जेक्ट वेरी डीपली वेरी डीप देन स्टैंड देन यू मे टर्न मैड दिस इज वन कॉज देन स्टैंड नो वरी Very deeply, always thinking, and deeply, and deeply, and deeply, more deep, most deep. This is number one cause. You understand? Number two, jata parimana sukha nija adhare dharibar kotha tapke odhik sukha rudayale unmatta eva sambhavui. You have some capacity, some person. Every individual has some capacity. To take things or to talk things, isn't it? Limited capacity. If it crosses that limit, then one turns mad. You understand? This is number two. You can't understand? Every person has some capacity to take things. To release things, you understand, to have things. If that capacity is excessive, you understand, and something excels that capacity, then one may turn mad. We follow Gopi Kanda. Yes, this is number two. Then number three, anya jekonsi ghatanare jnana apchanna karya jnana ta upasthita hele loka unmatta hoy. Now English. Jnana apchanna karya ajnanata. Do you know ajnanata, ignorance? It's a trend, English rendering is ignorance. Sometimes this ignorance covers up. Do you understand?
Covers.
But there is excessive ignorance and the covers of the pure knowledge. Do you understand? Then one becomes mad. Do you follow?
Material madness?
It's material madness and the spiritual thing also. Both. That is the third cause. Rupa Goswami says, jnana-achanna-kari, kolus-katnar, jnana-achanna-kari, jnana-tapustra, loko-unmata-hoy. Then, when there are three causes in which a man becomes mad, now, one by one, we'll analyze in respect of Krishna. You understand? How it can be or it may be applicable for Krishna or not? This is for ordinary people. This is not meant for Krishna. You understand? Why an ordinary person becomes mad? Now, he gets these three causes. Now we'll analyze one by one in respect of Krishna. Krishna ka samandri tribidha karana aro yadidu karana pradhujyo chhi ta amko vichar kundai, vishleshan ko dekhi vai. Tabe sadar kotha Krishna uchanti ame jaha kavu atma rama apto kama. He is self-satisfied, atmaram. You understand? He is self-satisfied, he is atmaram aptokam. So this ordinarily, apparently, these three causes cannot be applicable for Krishna. Not possible. Will it be possible? No. Not at all. Not applicable to ordinary people, not for Krishna. Understand? That is stated. Krishna ka samandhi tribidha karana sambhapara nuhe. Arthat, tankathari tribidha karana arsthana nahi. Pratham kathai. Prathamare tankara anyatratya dhika abhesava abhinivyesa ekanto asambho karana se adyo jnana tattva purna brahma satat aptokama atmarama sakala rasara nidhana svayam paramananda rasa surupa. You understand this? No, all this. First one, atyadhik abhinivesa. To think something more and more and repeatedly, very deeply and deeply and always, one becomes mad. This first one. Then we analyze this. It is not applicable for Krishna. Why not applicable? Because Krishna, when he is self-satisfied, self-sufficient, isn't it? Paripurna. Is completely full with all mellows, rasa, the source of all mellows, isn't it? And he gives pleasure to one and all. How will it be possible on part of Krishna that he can become something ourselves very deeply and become mad? Not at all. You understand? That Krishna, the same thing Kaviraj Goswami writes in present of Dhamma. Krishnero vicharo eko atho e onto. This one says in the Dhamma. Do you know it? I don't know it. Krishnero vicharo eko atho e onto re punnananda surupo sabe kahe more. You understand? Krishna thinks to himself, in his heart, he thinks. What he thinks? Punnananda Swarupa Sabe Kahe More. All say that I am complete or full in all respect. So complete and full in all sorts of pleasure. Punnananda Rasa Swarupa. All say this thing. Isn't it? Do you follow me? Ama hoite anandita hoi tribhuvana. Three worlds get pleasure. Three worlds are enchanted by me. You understand? Ama ke anandita ichhe kon jano? Is there anybody who can give me pleasure? I give pleasure to three worlds. I enchant three worlds. You understand? Because it's complete in all respect. So is there anybody who can give me pleasure? Krishna is thinking like that. You follow? Ama hoite jar hoy sato sato guna sei jana ala dite pare mor mona. Who can give me pleasure? If someone possesses hundreds of more qualities that I have, then he can give me pleasure. Otherwise, not possible. Isn't it? So is there anybody who has such qualities more than Krishna and 100 times greater? No? Because Krishna is full in all respect. Krishna himself said, natta parataru nanyat kinchid asti dhananjaya. There is nobody superior to me. So how is it possible? You follow? This is very, very astonishing. This is number one. We analyze and find that it cannot be applicable for Krishna. Isn't it? Then Krishna cannot be mad. How will it be possible on the part of Krishna to become mad? Not possible at all. That we analyze. Then second one, second, then third one. We'll just analyze, then we'll draw conclusion. How is it? Tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Jai Vajitha Manashi Vajitha Yogi.